The responsibility to provide and protect has been given to the husband. The responsibility for homemaking has been given to the wife. This carries through all the way through the New Testament. It's not popular, it's not culturally acceptable to say, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Thanks for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast, a podcast designed to answer challenging questions on doctrine and on living out the Christian faith in your homes, churches, and workplaces. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, once again, we'd love to hear from you as we sort through these questions. If you're watching from YouTube or Facebook, just leave us a comment below the video. But you can also send in questions at our website, straighttruth.net. And there you can find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. If you'd like to support Straight Truth financially, again, visit the website to learn how. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Pastor, our next question has to do with being a biblically faithful woman in the home and in the workplace. We've obviously addressed this in other podcast episodes before, but maybe not in this specific way. The seminal passage in the Bible that has to do with a woman and being industrious and working at home and also working in the world, providing for the family is Proverbs 31. Obviously, there are a couple verses in Proverbs 31 where it mentions an industrious woman. She considers a field and buys it. That's verse 16. With the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. And verse 24, she makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. She's always doing things, and yet at the same time, she's taking care of the home. She's providing for her children, raising the children. She does so well that her children praise her and her husband praises her at the gates. And but I think maybe in our culture, in our time, sometimes we can kind of just follow in line with what the world really tells us about what a woman should really be like in the world. Industrious, yes, but sometimes a workaholic can become the type of woman that is raised in our culture. They should be independent and they should work really hard. They should advance in their careers. And for Christians, that can be a bit of a challenge sometimes. How do you maintain a healthy balance? Let's say that my wife is raising children. She also is able to work from home. How does she avoid becoming a workaholic and maintaining a healthy balance like the Proverbs 31 woman?
Well, Josh, the Proverbs 31 woman is the ideal woman. So in a sense, Proverbs 31 represents a goal and ambition toward which godly women can strive. She's an industrious woman, but she still is still home industry. So she's still a woman who pictures what it means to be a homemaker. Mm-hmm. She has a husband. She has children. She has servants in Proverbs 31 that she takes care of. And so It's still home industry. The question, though, that you're asking me is it possible for a woman who has given herself to godly womanhood? So She embraces what the Bible teaches about the sexes and the roles that God has assigned to it. She embraces that. Is it possible for that woman to find herself becoming a workaholic? Mm-hmm. You know, we addressed this question on a previous podcast regarding men. Mm-hmm. Is it possible for a woman to fall into the same trap, even in the realm of home life? And I think the answer is yes. We all have to remember that God has given us multiple things for which we are responsible. And so when we find ourselves out of balance in one area or another, with the Word of God, we just need to have correctives. We need to get back into balance on those areas. So, for example, let's say a woman is really conscientious about the home itself, making sure everything's clean, picked up, and all the rest. But she has little ones running around the house. She's going to drive herself mad trying to keep that home immaculate while at the same time trying to shepherd, you know, little souls. We have to be realistic about our circumstances and the stages of life that we find ourselves in. I have two daughters-in-law, one of whom has small children, and she's a hard worker. But there are just times that if she were to try to keep that house perfect, she would find herself frustrated because those two little ones are full of energy. One is, you know, an infant, so she's having to take care of that one in a special kind of way, feeding, and he's not walking around yet. He's not able to play by himself and those sorts of things, naps and all that. And then my little grandson, who's 4 years of age, is hyperactive. He's wonderful, but he's full of energy and always wanting her to play with him. And they're, you know, in addition to Bible lessons and things of that nature, there's just attention that has to be given. So if you thought that you were going to be measured, your success as a mom was going to be measured by keeping that house perfectly, you're going to feel like a failure a lot. So yes, the answer, the short answer is it is possible to overdo it in one area or another. And so we just have to take into our hearts everything God has assigned to us and do our very best to keep those things proportional and to make sure we're giving ourselves our best to each of those areas in a way that represents the multiple assignments we've been given.
So on the same topic, let's think about maybe a home where the children have been raised, they've gone on, and they're starting families of their own.
Okay.
And let's say in this scenario that a woman goes back to work, and we're thinking about the biblical relationship, husband and wife, and the husband's responsibility in the home versus what we mainly see with the woman's responsibility in keeping the home and raising it. Is there a way in which those roles might become usurped and reversed, maybe unintentionally, and how can one guard against those things?
Absolutely, that can happen. I go back to Genesis, where even as God pronounces the curses upon man and woman, man is going to feel the effects of the fall in, if I could say it this way, in his work life, in working the soil, working the ground. A woman is going to feel pain in childbearing, so in domestic life. I think we need to remember that the responsibility to provide and protect has been given to the husband. The responsibility for homemaking has been given to the wife. This carries through all the way through the New Testament. It's not popular. It's not culturally acceptable to say, but it's true. Mm-hmm. And so if a husband and wife agree that because the children have graduated the home, she's going to work outside the home, they still need to be sure that this happens in a way that their roles are not reversed, confused. I would even encourage women to think, I mean, if extra income is needed, perhaps that's a good reason for her to work outside the home, some other realm. But I would even encourage women, Christian women, to think about how much of my extra time now can I give to discipling the next generation, right? The Lord has allowed us to raise a family. Well, now there are young women coming behind me who are raising theirs. Can I be of help to them? Not only in a counseling role, in a mentoring role, in a teaching role, but maybe even helping them with their children. And we spoke a moment ago about young women who have all of this going on in their home and how frustrating it can be. Well, can I lend a helping hand with some of those ladies? How can I serve around the church? What ministries does the church have that I can plug into and be helpful? So instead of just thinking immediately about taking a job somewhere, maybe there's another kind of work that I can give myself to that will really be not only satisfying to my own heart, but advance the kingdom of God in some way. But whatever the case is, a wife just needs to be sure that she's being faithful to love her husband, care for her home. And as long as those priorities are being met, then she can do the other. But she just needs to be sure she doesn't get her priorities confused about what comes first.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. And we'd love for you to share this episode with other friends and family. And the easiest way to do that is by going to our website, straighttruth.net. And there you can find links to all of our social media channels. So be sure to like and subscribe to one of those channels and pass it along. And do us a favor and go to the iTunes podcast section and leave us a review. And that will help us spread the word about this podcast to more and more people. And we need your support. So if you'd like to learn how to help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can do that again from our website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.